Azar zeh nish shabach es chashag mevam yehudim sechel shabbos daf kuf mem gimel. So the mishnah b'shami say you're allowed to remove bones and shells from the table by hand because b'shami doesn't hold a muktzah. B'shil say that you have to shake them off, but you're not allowed to remove them by hand because b'shil hold a muktzah. Next, we're allowed to remove crumbs that are smaller than a kazayas and certain pods because they're fit to be eaten by animals. Next, the mishnah says a wet sponge may be used only if there's a leather handle, so you're not going to squeeze out the water when you move it. If it's dry, it can be used on Shabbos even if it has no handle. Also, a sponge is not makala tumah because it's not of the material listed in the pasuk as being susceptible to tumah. Zakta Gemara and Nachman had a version of the Mishnah where Beishamai were the ones to hold the muktzah and Beis Hillel were the ones who didn't hold the muktzah. Mishnah said, "Mavir me'al shulchan peirurin." Mishnah says you're allowed to remove the crumbs, but it seems to suggest you're not allowed to throw them out. This lends support to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you're not allowed to destroy crumbs even smaller than a kazayas. Just said, "Seyer shalafunin." Gemara asks, "The Tanu who says that you're allowed to move these pods must follow Rav Shim because he allows these pods to be moved even though they weren't fit for animal food when Shabbos began." But the next part of the Mishnah affect the Gemara follows Rabbi Yehuda because the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to move a wet sponge even though squeezing it would be unintentional. So you see, Dov Shem is Kavan is also, which is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Maria says, even Rabbi Shimon would agree that using a wet sponge is also because squeezing it out is inevitable, it's a psik ratio, and Rabbi Shimon agrees there would be also psik ratio is also. Maria says, pits of our misa, our miyosa dates, which are low quality dates, are used to feed animals, are mutter to move on Shabbos to give to animals because the date itself is fit for animal feed at the onset of Shabbos. Pits of Persian dates, which are high quality dates and they're used only for human consumption, may not be used moved to give to animals because they weren't fit for animals at the onset of Shabbos. Shmuel would put the pits on a piece of bread and move them like that. Shmuel holds elsewhere that you're allowed to use bread for any needs. Rabbi would move them by putting them in a bucket of water. Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua, would make them disgusting, make a big pile of them. Then he would move them as a pile, like you're allowed to move a pile of waste. Rav Ashi disagreed with this last approach because he said you're not allowed to make a pile of waste. The Chatchila. Rav Sheshes would spit them off the table. Rav Papa would throw them behind where he was sitting. Rav Zechai ben Avkulas would turn his face and spit them behind where he was sitting. Had nalach perek meitel adam es benoi. Perek Chavis, Perek Shnayim V'Yesrim. The Mishnah says, "Yatav Shmaya, if a barrel of wine breaks, you're allowed to save up to 3 meals worth of wine. You can also tell others to come and save for themselves up to the 3 meals worth of wine that they need for Shabbos. But you're not allowed to soak up the wine with a sponge. You're not allowed to squeeze the juice from fruits on Shabbos. If juice escapes a fruit on its own, it's usher as a gzera because you may come to squeeze. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the juice came out on its own from fruits that were intended to be eaten and not squeezed, the juice is mutter. If it came out from juice that were meant to be squeezed, the juice is usher. Honeycombs that were chopped before Shabbos, the honey that flows from them on its own is usher. Says the honey is mutter. Zaktamar Abraisa says you're not allowed to soak up the wine with a sponge because of possible schita, or you're not allowed to dip your hands in spilled oil to transfer it to a keli because that's considered to be a weekday activity. Abraisa says the fruits scattered all around the cart, all around the chotzer, you're not allowed to collect them into a box or a basket because that's considered to be again a weekday activity. I know the dechol. Mishnah said ain't soichten as haperos. Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel said Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the rabbanon that the juices that came out of the grapes of and olives on their own, even though these fruits were meant to be eaten and not squeezed, are also. This is so because these fruits are mostly held for their juices. In the name of Rav says Rabbi Yehuda even argues with regard to the juice with regard to the juices of grapes and olives. Yechanan says we pass on Rabbi Yehuda with regard to all fruit except for grapes and olives. Rav in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel says Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Rabbanan when it comes to grapes and olives, and the Rabbanan agrees with Rabbi Yehuda when it with regard to all other fruits. Rabbi Abba asks, if so, then what regard do they argue? Rav Nachman Yitzchak said they argue with respect to berries and pomegranates, like we find in the Braisa, which clearly says that they argue about these two items. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says the juices that flow from berries and pomegranates that were kept for the juices or that were kept without any stated purpose are also, but if they were kept to be eaten, the juices are mutter. Rabbanan say that the juices are also in either case. Mari asks, does Rabbi Yehuda really equate the juices that flow from berries and pomegranates that were kept for the juices and those of fruit that were kept without any stated purpose, which we assume that the owner is happy about, which is why it's also? We find the Mishnah where the Chum said to Rabbi Akiva, part of a longer conversation, he said that juices that flow from grapes and olives in a basket are mukhtar l'kabel tumah only if it was berotzen, if the owner is happy that the juices flowed out, but not when it's shaloi berotzen, which presumably means when the owner is not happy or unhappy, but rather seems to have no preference. This means that an owner is not happy with juices that flow from fruits that are kept for no stated purpose. Mora says, when the Mishnah says shaloi berotzen, shaloi l'rotzen, it actually means he is specifically not happy with it, not that he simply has no preference. Mora says, Iboyesema, when juice flows into a basket, is destined to go to waste. Therefore, even without specific intent, it doesn't get classified as a liquid.